This is Ozarks at Large. It is a wintry Friday, even though we're still technically in late fall. Here to help me understand what's happening with the weather in the Arkansas River Valley is Michael Tilley, as he's with us most Fridays. He's the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. How are things in Fort Smith in the River Valley this morning?
Well, things are very white here in Fort Smith area. And it's, you know, the Fort Smith Public Schools closed, so you know things aren't good weather-wise when Fort Smith closed, because Superintendent Gooden, it takes a lot for him to shut down. But we've had a lot of sleet and ice, and now we have snow on top of that, so that's not shaping up for a good mix.
I know there are some people without power. You've managed to keep your power on through the night.
Yes, well, we're just keeping our fingers crossed.
Very good.
There have been spots. I've seen a lot of Facebook friends post where, you know, traffic signals are out, that type of thing. So it's having an effect.
A subject that we have talked about for some time, and we can talk about it again today, is the proposed water park. That's a partnership between the city of Fort Smith and Sebastian County.
Well, we'll see if it continues to be a partnership on Monday night.
Right.
Upcoming Monday, have a joint meeting, but it's now what I like to call the watered down water park. Remember that it was originally a $8 million park, and then they looked at some numbers, and this is on the Fort Smith side. The Fort Smith participation is through voter approved plan, so we have to keep in mind through this discussion that Fort Smith voters were sold a plan that they may now not be getting. But the price has now gone up to $11 million. That's just a tad bit higher than the original $8 million. So the Fort Smith Board of Directors and Sebastian County Quorum Court are going to meet Monday to decide how they go forward. The staff of the county and the city have laid out a park that, as I said earlier, is watered down. It doesn't include all the design elements, all the amenities in that original park. For example, it's there in the first plan, there were essentially three water areas. They reduced that to two, shortened this lazy river concept, and made a few other cuts. They've combined the concession stand with the entry building. So that's what they're going to look at. Now, there's been some talk, among the board of directors. I think there's some board members who say, let's just back away from the whole thing. Some said, let's just go ahead and ask our voters to, we'll just pay for the whole thing. And we may not even build it in Sebastian County. We may build it downtown Fort Smith. So it's going to be interesting to see which way this goes. But I think there's some growing sentiment. And I've been privy to a few emails back and forth from some business leaders around town who say, look, we can't just do this kind of half-cocked. We need to, if we're going to do it, let's do it right. So it's going to be interesting to see how this moves forward.
Well, this is not a big surprise that this discussion has had to happen. In our conversations for a year, you've been saying that at some point something would have to give.
Well, that's true. And also, way back when, and at some risk of sounding a little saying I told you so, before the voters approved this, the CityWire ran an editorial in which we said, this plan is not well thought out. The numbers aren't there. That if you took this plan to a banker, he'd laugh you out of the office. And again, I hate to say I told you so, but we had some, and it's not because we're geniuses. We had talked to some folks who said you can't build this park for this kind of money, and they're not including maintenance and operation monies going forward. So There was concern way back when that this thing was not practical, was not feasible from a financial standpoint.
Do you think we'll have a clearer picture on Tuesday morning?
I don't know. We'll have a picture of where they think they're going to go, but even what they decide Monday, I wouldn't bet you that that's exactly what will happen.
Well, speaking of numbers and money, this past week, Fort Smith Board of Directors passed the city budget, not quite $48 million.
Right. And it's I've watched this process for several years now, and this year the process was very difficult. It was very testy. We had a board member, City Director Keith Law, who bowed up somewhat, and he had a lot of support behind him because the budget shows essentially that the city's going to spend a little more than $2 million than it's going to bring, than it's going to have in revenue. But what the city is moving forward to cover that is they have a have a carry forward balance from this year. What Director Law and some other folks said is, well, that's fine, but we should not be budgeting more than we think we're going to generate in revenue each year, because you keep that going forward, at some point it's not going to work out. So this this budget process has been fairly tense, and even Ray Gossick, the city administrator, at the end of it said, okay, well, for 2015 we kind of know more about what the board's wishes are, so we'll try to adjust that budget, but we'll see how that works, because there's a growing sentiment in Fort Smith, of a growing concern. You know, people see for example, the persistent unemployment numbers, and they see the sales tax collections have been flat, you know, for several years now, and they're getting a little antsy about city finances.
All right. Well, Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. Hopefully he's stocked up on some hot tea and throat lozenges in this inclement weather as well. Michael, thank you, as always, for your time.
All right. Stay safe.
You too.